Main points.
The main points are the central features of your speech. You should select them carefully, phrase them precisely, and arrange them strategically. Here are the main points of a student's speech about the medical uses of hypnosis. Specific purpose. To inform my audience about the major uses of hypnosis. Central idea. The major uses of hypnosis today are to control pain in medical surgery, to help people stop smoking, and to help students improve their academic performance. Main points. 1. Hypnosis is used in surgery as an adjunct to chemical anesthesia. 2. Hypnosis is used to help people stop smoking. 3. Hypnosis is used to help students improve their academic performance. These three main points form the skeleton of the body of the speech. If there are three major uses of hypnosis for medical purposes, then, logically, there can be three main points in the speech. How do you choose your main points? Sometimes they will be evident from your specific purpose statement. Suppose your specific purpose is to inform my audience about the origins, events, and philosophy of the Special Olympics. Obviously, your speech will have three main points. The first will deal with the origins of the Special Olympics, the second with the events of the Special Olympics, the third with the philosophy of the Special Olympics. You will not always settle on your main points easily. Often they will emerge as you research the speech and evaluate your findings. Suppose your specific purpose is to persuade my audience that our state should not approve proposals for online voting. You know that each main point in the speech will present a reason why online voting should not be instituted in your state. But you aren't sure how many main points there will be or what they will be. As you research and study the topic, you decide there are two major reasons to support your view. Each of these reasons will become a main point in your speech.
Number of main points.
You will not have time in your classroom speeches to develop more than 4 or 5 main points, and most speeches will contain only 2 or 3. Regardless of how long a speech might run, if you have too many main points, the audience will have trouble sorting them out. When everything is equally important, nothing is important. Imagine, for example, that you have a particularly lenient professor who gives everyone in the class an A. Your A won't have much value for you. But if only 3 students in the class get an A, and you are one of them, then you stand out from the crowd. That is what you must aim to do in your speeches, to make a few main points, stand out, and be remembered.
Strategic order of main points.
Once you establish your main points, you need to decide in what order you will present them in your speech. This is extremely important, for it will affect both the clarity and the persuasiveness of your ideas. The most effective order depends on 3 things: your topic, your purpose, and your audience. Let us look briefly at the 5 basic patterns of organization used most often by public speakers. Chronological order. Speeches arranged chronologically follow a time pattern. They may narrate a series of events in the sequence in which they happen. Chronological order is also used in speeches explaining a process or demonstrating how to do something. Chronological order is especially useful for informative speeches. Spatial order. Speeches arranged in spatial order follow a directional pattern. That is, the main points proceed from top to bottom, left to right, front to back, inside to outside, east to west, or some other route. For example, specific purpose: to inform my audience about the design of the Eiffel Tower. Central idea: the Eiffel Tower is divided into 3 sections. Main points. 1. The lowest section of the tower contains the entrance, a gift shop, and a restaurant. 2. The middle section of the tower consists of stairs and elevators that lead to the top. 3. The top section of the tower includes an observation deck with a spectacular view of Paris. Spatial order, like chronological order, is used most often in informative speeches. causal order. Speeches arranged in causal order organize main points so as to show a cause-effect relationship. When you put your speech in causal order, you have two main points, one dealing with the causes of an event, the other dealing with its effects. Depending on your topic, you can either devote your first main point to the causes and the second to the effects, or you can deal first with the effects and then with the causes. Because of its versatility, causal order can be used both for persuasive speeches and informative speeches.